Blog Talk Radio.
All right, salutations, everyone. And welcome to the Evolutionary Radio broadcast. Tonight we'll be having our past, future, and present readings hosted by the Oracle and also featuring myself. So, against all odds, against all forces tonight, we will intertwine and communicate the spirit world and also with your aura, your energies, and the spirit beings that are around you and in you. So, without further ado, we're going to get right into this. We'll take the first call, 661 area code.
Hello.
How are you doing?
I'm well. How are you this evening?
I'm doing great. Thanks for asking. What are you in search of tonight?
Tonight I've just, you know, I've been having a lot of really vivid dreams lately, and I'm in search of possibly what that means, what that could be.
Okay. We'll file it. Our oracle handled this one here.
Okay.
And what's your name, by the way?
My name is Heather.
Heather?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Heather. We're going to look into that for you right now. What exactly, specifically, are your dreams about?
Well, you know, I've been, they kind of bounce all over the place. It's kind of odd. I know that in them, I do try to kind of pay attention to my feelings. I do feel a little bit challenged. I know that some of the people that are in my dreams are, you know, there are relationships that are kind of strained at the moment. And so I guess I'm just, you know, I'm just really on this path right now of trying to find my spirituality, find my place in the world. And so I don't know if maybe it has something to do with that. You know, I'm not quite sure. I just, you know, there's just, I feel a big energy inside of me, and I don't really quite know what to do with it.
Okay. Well, we'll look into that for you, or the Oracle will.
Okay. Hello?
How are you doing, sir?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing good. Okay, now I do have your cards laid out, so I'm going to just tell you what I see. I'm just doing a general reading on you.
Okay.
Okay, so the dreams that you are having, but that is your conscious, like you're working out your issues. So it's kind of like a meditation for you. It's helping you work things out. Because I do see like you have been probably like hanging out with friends a lot and doing a lot. Also, you are one of those people who gives of themselves a lot. So so you have a hard time knowing when to, you know, say no or just don't do things that, you know, you really don't have time for. You say yes to everybody. You're always trying to help everybody. You're a loving person.
Makes sense.
Okay, and I feel like you've been very active lately. Because you have a lot of, okay, so you're like, you're moving a lot, like your mind, this is mental too, it's like you're moving really, really fast in your mind, like you don't relax.
Mm-hmm.
So you just need to relax, everything's going to be okay. You can know when to say no, that's what I'm seeing for you, because you do give too much of yourself to other people.
Okay.
And I do see that your life is transitioning a lot right now. And
yes.
Okay, so what I do see for you, as far as you, like you want to, it's like you're kind of a romantic. So you want to, you know, have love, but you're afraid to give your heart away to someone.
Okay.
So I'm definitely seeing that. You are you married or do you? Because I do see like you are. You want to get married. Like you want those kind of things.
I am married. I've been married for just a little over a year.
Okay, but it's like I see that there's a lot of changes happening for you with your love life, and they've been kind
okay.
of traumatic for you. That's why you're kind of holding yourself back. So. That's another thing with the dreams. It's like you trying to solve all these issues out by yourself.
Yeah, because, I mean, it's seriously like when I go to sleep, I feel like my body gets rest, but mentally I feel like as soon as I close my eyes, I'm like in another world. And it's, you know, I don't always remember every single detail when I wake up, but I know that I feel as if my mind hasn't rested. I feel like it's just been going and going and going and going the entire time I slept.
It is, because when you're sleeping, you're still trying to work out your issues in your mind.
Okay.
That's why I'm saying that you're like, you've been thinking too much. You need to find you a happy place. I don't care if it's like your bathroom, where you take 30 minutes to yourself a day and just get away from it all. Don't think about anything. Put your music on, take a bubble out. Do whatever you have to do. But you do need to relax your mind. I feel like I see that you're going to like probably turn to religion or some kind of spirituality to help you get through this.
Yes, and that's another thing, too, that I've kind of – I was raised in, you know, a more or less like Pentecostal type, I guess, religion, and, you know, kind of more Pentecostal, Baptist, just, you know, that kind of
yeah.
Just definitely different than, you know, any of this. But I feel like there's so much more. I feel like, you know, I definitely believe in God and, you know, all of that. I guess I just don't believe in religion. I believe in spirituality. I have a hard time conforming to religion as I, you know, the older I get and the more that I start to question things in life and so forth. And, you know, so I've had kind of a problem with venturing in this direction, or I've been challenged within myself venturing in this direction, because, you know, I was always raised that that was wrong and that's bad and that's evil, and, you know, and I know that it isn't, but there's just still, you know, that voice or something, you know, that negativity that hangs out around you, you know, saying, yeah, you're right, that is wrong, don't go that way, because that, I feel like that is the way I should be going. But, and it's just the same as if I were, you know, just full force into one of those religions, then, you know, that same little voice would be saying, come back this other direction. And, you know, so I do recognize that that's that that's just something that I, you know, I need to overlook and venture this way. And so, I'm glad to know that that's kind of, you know, that it, that that is going to be happening for me.
Yes. I'm the same way. I was raised in a Baptist church, and, you know, my family, some members are like, you know, you shouldn't be doing readings and things, but it's free.
Yeah.
You follow your intuition, and spirituality is in you. So you, whatever you feel from the inside, follow it.
Okay. Is there any way to see if any family...
Are you still there?
Hello?
Hello?
Oh, yes, I can hear you now.
Oh, I think I ended up, like, I think I hung my phone up on accident, and I was so afraid I wasn't going to get back through. Thank you, guys, for answering again.
Okay, no problem. What did you want to know? I didn't hear your question.
So I wanted to know if there is any way to tell if any family members that have passed over are trying to reach out, or, you know, if they have any messages or anything of that sort.
Okay, so that's the Supreme's level. So I'm going to switch it over to him.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes?
My name is Catherine. And I was calling in to get a reading.
Oh, you know what? I'm on the phone waiting for a reading, too.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, who is the one that was seeking to communicate with the spirit world?
I am, Heather.
Heather? Okay,
yes.
Heather. You were seeking on a, or you were seeking to find out if a family member was trying to contact you?
Yes.
Okay, let's see, let's take a look. Any particular family member, or you just want to know just in general?
Kind of in general. I have a couple of people that have passed, or a handful of people that have been just really close to me throughout my life, and they've passed over, and I just didn't know if maybe, you know, I feel some things sometimes, and I didn't know if maybe it was one of them reaching out.
Okay. Well, let's find out.
Okay.
First vision that came up is father. Have you lost a father or a father figure?
Somewhat of my grandfather.
Was he a father figure to you?
To an extent, yes.
He's just checking on you to find out if you're okay. It appears he's always been someone that was always a little bit concerned with you or worried when he was alive or in the life that he traveled in. Would he always be kind of worrisome about your decisions or your life?
Okay.
That was a question.
Pardon me?
Did he worry about you a lot?
Oh, did he? I'm sorry. You know, he was very challenged as a person, and so I don't really know. You know, he didn't share that with me. He abused a lot of substances.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's just really not something that we ever spoke of.
Okay. Well, I can say he's the only family member that has tried to communicate with you.
Okay.
Was that it? Or...
Yeah, that will be. Yeah, that's okay. Are you? I guess since I have you on, are you able to tap into our spirit guides and tell us, you know, who they are, if they have any messages for us or anything like that?
You mean like your guardian angel?
Yes.
Something like
correct.
That?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I've never did that before. The oracle said if you had someone particular in mind, she could see how they're doing on the other side.
Okay, I do. I would like to know how my brother is doing.
Okay. What's your brother's name?
His name is Michael.
Okay. Was he like sick?
Was Michael sick?
Yeah, before he passed.
Not, maybe mentally a little bit, yes. Not, there weren't any medical conditions that we were aware of.
Okay, I'm showing that kind of a little bit. Also some financial issues he was worried about. But as far
my
as
brother.
Now, yes, uh-huh. As far as now, you know, he is happy, but he does, you know, worry, makes, like, that the family is okay. Like, even though he's not here, He's mm-hmm. like, he keeps tabs on you guys, and he wants y'all to be taken care of, and that make sure
okay.
that you have everything that you need. Because he's, okay. he's always been the type to worry about money and
okay.
being able to take care of business or having bills paid and things.
Okay.
So he's that kind of person. He just wants everybody to be taken care of. And he worried about that a lot, so he still kind of worries about that on the other side a little bit. But other than that,
okay.
you know, he's, you know, free.
Good. I'm glad to hear that. I'm glad to hear that. Well, thank you guys so much for all of your help this evening. I'll let you get to the other callers. I've taken up quite a bit of your time. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, bye-bye.
Okay, caller 480 Erico.
Hi, this is Mike. Hello?
Yes, I'm sorry. What did you say your name was?
My name is Mike.
Hi, Mike. How you doing?
I'm wonderful. Yourself?
I'm doing well. And what kind of reading did you want?
Well, I was interested. I've just started working at a brand new restaurant that just has slowly opened the other day, and I kind of want to
mm-hmm.
get some insight financially around this position coming up in the next next month or so.
Okay, let me see what I see for you. Okay. All right. So you're really optimistic. I'm not really seeing a lot of financial, but I do have a couple of concerns. So I wouldn't put all your eggs into that basket.
Okay.
Yeah. So I wouldn't put all your eggs into it. Just keep looking, because when companies first start, it's kind of like one of those shaky things. Sometimes the customers come, or clients come, or it can start up slow.
Right. Right.
Yeah, so I don't want you to get your hopes up and then get let down.
Sure, sure. No, that makes perfect sense.
Yeah, and then you're also, I do see here that you do have a lot of responsibilities. So I would recommend not to put all your eggs into that basket.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
No, that makes perfect sense.
So just keep your options.
Do you see a kind of a new? Because I've talked to a few people,
mm-hmm.
you know, a few other places over the past, you know, several weeks. And do you see anything in regards to any of those coming through?
I'm not seeing a lot of financial. You're very mental, so a lot of mental is coming up.
Okay.
But I feel like you rush into things. So just even though I know you, I understand that you are under a lot of, you know, pressure because you have a lot of responsibilities and things that need to be taken care of, but, like, take a little time to think your decisions through so they can work out for your benefit.
Absolutely. No, that makes, I agree. Agree wholeheartedly. Well, thank you so much.
No problem.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, well, that's going to do it for our hour here. It's going on 10 o'clock. So, how many? Oh, we did, huh? Okay. I lost track. Okay, we'll go ahead and cut this short here. It's a long week ahead of all of us. So with that said, everyone have a great night. Till next time.